S&OP roles and responsibilities. S&OP has certain roles that need filling, and each role has certain responsibilities. Some of these roles require a shift in mindset toward greater collaboration. S&OP roles. Decisions reached in the S&OP process play a critical role in guiding the business. These decisions are instrumental in developing tactical plans for sales, marketing, production, procurement, and finance. Therefore, it is critical to have a cross-functional team with the right skills engaged at the right time. Exhibit 2-4 details the positions that typically populate these roles. Exhibit 2-4. Positions that fill S&OP roles. S&OP responsibilities. Sales and operations planning ties together the organization's operational plan and its strategic business plan, providing a holistic view of demand, supply, and finance. Since each of these areas plays a role, it is important to understand who needs to do what. Many companies that have adopted a formal S&OP process will attest to its benefits. These include more effective supply and demand synchronization by looking ahead 15 to 18 months and involving stakeholders in trade-offs between sales and production to meet customer service and financial objectives. An effective S&OP process starts with a clear definition of responsibilities. Exhibit 2-5 summarizes the responsibilities of the six major S&OP roles. Exhibit 2-5. S&OP responsibilities. The responsibilities of two participants are particularly important. The executive champion or sponsor, who is the final decision maker and lends legitimacy and authority to the process of bringing various functional interests together in a transparent, well-organized way. The process owner, who is responsible for framing issues and identifying which decisions can be made by the pre-S&OP team and which need to be resolved by the executive team. As you examine the responsibilities of the various teams as detailed in Exhibit 2-5, notice the involvement of middle management throughout the planning process. They play a very active role and are responsible for updating the sales forecast, reviewing the impact of the changes, identifying alternatives, formulating agreed-upon recommendations for top management regarding overall changes to the plans, communicating this information to top management prior to the executive S&OP meeting. Shifts in mindset and responsibilities. For many organizations, actual implementation of sales and operations planning requires shifting both in mindset and responsibilities. To succeed, this shift needs to occur at two levels: top management and functional roles. Top management. For S&OP to be successful, top management must provide the necessary direction to accomplish what is required. Once the commitment has been made from the top, it is all about execution. Getting the right individuals and teams together, arranging meetings, participating in the process, and following up on decisions. There are three things that top management can do to lead the S&OP culture change: align performance goals and metrics. The executive sponsor needs to require functional area leader participation. If the sponsor is not the president or the chief executive officer, the sponsor will need this executive support. Top management reinforces the importance of S&OP by ensuring that performance measurement and rewards align with the plan. Many organizations find that S&OP and the existing process have conflicting performance measures. S&OP may require examining and revising performance goals. Enforce changes. One of the benefits of S&OP is running the business from one set of numbers. Requiring managers to use a different set of numbers for budgeting than is used for S&OP may cause confusion and erode the process. Top management should be leading the culture change within the organization to align all numbers. Resolve trade-offs between functions before approval. The commitment of top management to follow through and act is essential. It is often challenging to maintain the rigor required to gain the full benefit of S&OP. Top management must make and follow up on the tough decisions regarding trade-offs between functions. Senior executives should be responsible for these actions, ensuring that customers are treated fairly for allocations due to production shortages. Ensuring collaboration between sales and operations on abnormal demand, especially for trade-offs among customer service, for existing customers, windfall revenue opportunities, and new long-term business relationships. Ensuring that the forecasting process is taken seriously. Forecasts that are overstated or understated, not challenged, and are compiled rather than integrated can have serious consequences. Management's role in the process is also to ensure it is not led by the "who shouts the loudest gets their way" syndrome, which not only targets the needs of the customer, but also the broader capabilities of the organization. Functional roles. The primary role of all functions involved in S&OP is to hit the target, and the goal is to get the S&OP team to own the plan. Each function will have its own view of the plan, the sales plan and the finance plan in monetary units, and the production plan and the inventory slash backlog plan in units. Since these are just different views of the same plan, this will help avoid the common situation of blaming others rather than working to resolve issues. When something is preventing one team or another from hitting the target, team members must share that information so that the best trade-offs for the organization can be made in a timely manner. Communication and transparency are critical to making the monthly meetings successful. For many organizations, this level of transparent communication is challenging. It requires those involved to be willing to share information that may not make their department look the best. It also requires the teams surrounding them to be supportive and offer solutions, or departments may be asked to accept decisions, trade-offs, that may not provide them the best numbers in the short term.